This program is brought to you by listener members of KGNU and Ecoscape Environmental Design. Ecoscape is a locally owned, certified, sustainable landscape company offering landscape design, build, and maintenance services to Boulder County. Ecoscape creates outdoor living spaces and dynamic xeriscape gardens. EcoscapeDesign.com. Ecoscape, caring for your land naturally.
It's 12 noon at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time for Terrasonic. Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on, what is this? I think we're into week 18 of our coronavirus crisis. And I don't even want to talk about it. It's a beautiful day, and I've got a lot of great music ahead for you. Super excited for today's show. It really came together nicely. I've got a lot of great new music for you, as always, and some callbacks to some classics and other memorable tracks as well. If you want to reach me, you can do so via email, dj@kgnu.org. Otherwise, kick back, relax, and let's get to it on Terrasonic. On listener-powered KGNU.
Music for tout le monde, la cadeau des chansons. Let's go! Music's the best friend of love. The best of love is made to music. Beautiful people dancing feet, grooving to my island beat. Music has no race or language, sings to civilized or savage. Lures you away like the Pied Piper, makes you strut like the best dancer. Dedicated to a lover, a melody can win them over. Takes one song to rock the world, a few fun notes to win a soul. Music pour tout le monde, ça c'est la vie ma chérie. Pour le cadeau des chansons, merci, merci, merci. Music's the best friend of love, the best of love is made to music. Beautiful people dancing feet, grooving to my island beat. Play me on a rock guitar, a harmonium straight out of India, piano in the concert hall, a sankey or a serenal, a sweet steel drum from Trinidad, a reggae rhythm from Jayad, a banjo from Alabama, a talking drum from Africa. Music a really chagrin, j'ai infini ma de respect, pour la cadeau des chansons, merci, merci, merci. The best friend of love, the best of love is made to music. Beautiful people dancing feet, grooving to my island beat. An orchestra, Carnegie Hall, a street musician in the mall. From Bollywood to Hollywood, music is life and life is good. Mariachi from Mexico, from Trinbago a Calypso. A rap session on Brooklyn Street, let the whole world dance to the beats. Yeah. Every day, love is the answer every way, even the little children sing it. Music's the best friend of love, the best of love is made to music. Beautiful people dancing feet, grooving to my island beat. A solo wall, beautiful people dancing feet, grooving.
silent beat. Music is the answer every day. Love is the answer in every way. We'll be right back.
It's Terrasonic on KGNU, your community radio station. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me today. We come your way most every Saturday, noon to 1, right here on KGNU. Thanks to everyone who pitched in during our summer fun drive and making it a success. We wanted to pick up 300 new or renewing members, and we did, in fact, achieve that goal. And of course, like everything else at KGNU, we can't do it without you. So big, sincere, hearty thanks for that. And extra special thanks to those who pitched in during Terrasonic and helped us smash our goal and go out of here on a high note last week. To reward you, we're playing a bunch of awesome, cool music that I've come across in the last week, mostly, but also over the course of my life. We started with something from Guts. He's a DJ based in Ibiza, and from a compilation he put out last year called Philanthropics, we heard Sasekado featuring Black Sage. Really enjoyed that one. Then La 33 after that from Future Shock Volume 5, a digital compilation put out by Names You Can Trust and Ran Can Can, and then Carlos Lamartine remixed by Batita from Soundway Remixed. In the background right now, it is the Grifina Collective, Black Catbird, A Guide to the Bird Song of Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean. That's new from Chica Chica, Black Catbird. And now in the background, it is Captain Planet, Ghost Dance, from his latest No Visa. Back to the music on Terrasonic. Yeah.
she lobbying me, no. Did she really, and did she really, did she get any ye go quani? And did she lobby, and did she lobby, did she get any ye go quani? And did she lobby, oh, and did she lobby?
بخيل الرقص تجي فوقك اللطافة الرقص تجي فوقك اللطافة يلا بس البامبي يلا يلا يا بامبي هاي بامبي يلا يلا يا بامبي
Listening to Terrasonic on KGNU. We're about halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me today. Hope you're having a good one. And that all is still well with you and yours. Long set of music there. It began with Captain Planet and Ghost Dance from his latest No Visa. A lot of great guests on there. It's out on the Bastard Jazz label. A lot of fun stuff on that Captain Planet record. Then from Paris, Etienne de la Sayette and a new album called Kobuji. And from that we heard Anchi Balegame. Some very cool Afrobeat bass sounds on there, but venturing out from beyond that genre. Then after Etienne de la Sayette, it was Batsumi from their eponymous release and a song called Anishinaabe. This record, I came upon it a couple of months ago, and I just love this album. It's just like a South African spiritual jazz record from 1974, and it just hits on every track. I can't recommend it highly enough. And it also goes to once again prove one of my favorite sayings: the only thing new is you finding out about it. Speaking of which, but most of you didn't know about Sharabil Ahmed, the king of Sudanese jazz, a reign that extended through the 60s and 70s until Habibi Funk put out a compilation of his music recently. It's called The King of Sudanese Jazz. And from that, we heard El Bambi. And there are some great tracks on that album. Very swinging and gets a little weird. I mean, that horn is just crazy. That horn line on that track. Love it. And in the background right now, it's Najawanan Baidar from a record of the same name and a track called Chaikhana Transistor. This is a record made by a guy from, I believe, Afghanistan, who got some old tapes of Afghan folk music and then augmented them with his own sounds and created this really sort of ethereal record that sounds like it's got weird radio transmission sounds and all the kind of stuff that I love and that really very much influences Terrasonic. So that's what that was. Here's some more music for you on Terrasonic on KGNU.
Sedanai, nano bondu gore nai. Despiértame, 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 I'm not the only one. child, my village was bombed by Indonesian military, and many of my family were killed. Later, I began to campaign peacefully to free my country from Indonesian occupation. For this, I was arrested, tortured, and threatened with death. I managed to escape to the UK. My people are still suffering. Hundreds of thousands have been killed. All we want is to live without fear and for West Papua to become a free and independent country. Please hear my people cry for help.
That was a nice track. If you ask me, new music from Kelaketla. It's a collaboration between London's Cold Cut. They are the founders of the legendary Ninja Tune Records label, teaming up with some artists from South Africa and elsewhere. On that track, Papua Merdeka, we heard that track featured Aflasaki, Dele Sosimi, Tamar Osborne, also known as Kolocutor, the Lonnie Singers, and the late Tony Allen. Again, that's Kelaketla. Great record there. Before that, a track that I'm digging, a new one from Indio Blanco, Abismo, the song from El Caracoli La Luna. And before that, Mohammed After Hussein and Pak, from a great collection called The Uncanny Times out on the Hive Mind record label, and Carter Bishorte Ruelo Bondu. In the background right now, from Athens, Greece, it is Sibu, new track from him, Sumulong, and that brings us up to this very moment, the only one that matters. Stick around. We've got Reggae Bloodlines coming up at the top of the hour, followed by African Roots and a whole lot more here on KGNU. We've still got some music left to go in the program as well. The playlist is in effect at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel with archive programs, playlists, interviews, in-studio performances, shows that only air on AfterFM, and much more. It's all at afterfm.com. And you'll find an archive of Terrasonic at mixcloud.com as well. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. This is Onra in the background from Chinois Series Part 2 and a song called They Got Breaks 2. This is Terrasonic on KGNU.
Frío dragones en el valle de Utah.
coming up on the top of the hour here. This week's episode of Terrasonic coming in for a landing. Hope you've enjoyed this magic carpet ride around the world of music. I know I've enjoyed piloting this week for you. Just heard music from Kali Mutsa, a French Chilean singer from an EP that came out a few years back called Ambrolina. Just doing a little searching up on them during the set before the break, and see that they put out a track last October and announced their retirement. So I'm going to go find that song and maybe we'll hear it soon. And yeah, Kali Mutsa. Before that, classic from Punjabi MC Yogi from his epic album Beware. And right now in the background, the instrumental version of Flamenco from France's Prosper and Stabfinger. Like I said, stick around. Reggae Bloodlines coming up at the top of the hour. And your host today, if I can find it quickly enough, I'm kind of stalling for time here. I don't know who their host is going to be today, I'm sorry. But anyway, it'll be a great show, I'm sure. Could be J-Dub. I'm suspecting J-Dub. I'm hoping J-Dub. But at any rate, your host coming up soon for 3 hours of great reggae music following headlines from the BBC. And then at 4 o'clock, 2 hours of the best in African music on African roots. And so on and so forth into the day and into the night. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. My name is Joel Davis. This has been the show known as Terrasonic. And I'll see you back here next Saturday, noon to one, assuming all goes well for all of us. Unfortunately, not a safe assumption these days. But hey, don't let my cynicism get in the way of our beautiful Saturday. You've been listening to Terrasonic on KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Nederland and K254CH LaPorte and K256CT Denver, Colorado. We are listener-supported community radio for the Front Range and beyond. Stay safe. See you next time.
Support comes from No Credits Productions, LLC, presenting Destination Freedom Black Radio Days, a podcast series that examines modern-day stories about police violence, immigration, and gender bias. The series offers profound stories, community conversations, and a musical guest. Destination Freedom Black Radio Days series can be found wherever podcasts are available and nocredits.com.
European Union leaders in Brussels are continuing to haggle over conditions that may be attached to aid for member states worst affected by lockdowns. Late on the second day of negotiations, the Austrian Chancellor, Sebastian Kurz, said questions remained about ensuring that EU money was used correctly, but he remained optimistic.
In summary, it's going well. Things are moving in the right direction. And, of course, as is to be expected, there's been some tussling and intense negotiation, but heading in the right direction, which is the most important thing.
Under a revised proposal, 450 billion euros of grants would be offered. That's 50 billion less than originally planned. As soon as a country requested help, others would have 3 days to file for a review of the recipient's spending plans. The Russian ambassador to the UK has dismissed allegations that his country's intelligence services have tried to steal coronavirus research or meddle in British politics. The United States, Canada and Britain believe Russian hackers have targeted organisations trying to find a vaccine. But Andrei Kelin told the BBC he saw no sense in the accusations. He also said that a referendum in Russia, which granted President Putin the power to stay in office until 2036, had been subject to cyber attacks.
Speaking about the recent referendum on the Constitution, I have to mention that a commission which is now studying the results, they have discovered several cyber attacks also proceeding from the territory of the United Kingdom. But we do not accuse the United Kingdom that what has happened.
Police in Zimbabwe are investigating the country's top mobile phone operator for suspected money laundering via fake subscriber accounts. According to a search warrant, police want Econet Wireless to disclose customers' details and records of all transactions conducted within the first half of the year. Econet has denied similar accusations in the past. Phone operators have become the most widely used platform to make payments in a country that's critically short of banknotes. Zimbabwe is suffering its worst economic crisis in a decade. World News from the BBC. Police in northwestern Nigeria say at least six children were killed when they picked up an explosive device. Five other children were wounded. From Abuja, here's Ishak Khalid.
The police in Katsina State say the explosive device went off when the children unknowingly picked it up while cutting grass for domestic animals on a farm in the remote village of Emama. The victims were aged between 9 and 12. Five of the children killed by the blast were members of the same family. It's not yet clear why and how the explosive device found itself on the private farm. The authorities say they are investigating. Criminal gangs often carry out gun attacks, killing and kidnapping people for ransom, as well as stealing livestock. But bomb attacks in the region are quite rare.
One person has been killed and another injured by explosions in the Syrian capital, Damascus. State media said two devices had detonated near a mosque in the Nar Aisha neighbourhood. There are no further details and it's not known who was behind the blasts. They happened on the eve of